Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and of course, sandwich eating Eric Reinert.
Although salad.
Salad too. Okay, yeah, I noticed that you're using a fork. Some people use forks for pizza. I don't agree with it. You got to use your hands. I was thinking maybe Eric was using a fork for his sandwich.
I don't believe you should use forks to eat pizza. My friends were doing it once,
really?
And then I was looking around. I was like, well, I'm going to look weird if I pick up that piece of pizza. So then I ate it with a fork, and I felt weird.
Yeah.
You do?
Wow.
Absolutely.
It makes me have to use a fork then, and then I just feel stupid.
You need both your hands to get that big piece of pizza and go, I got, you know, and that goes down your mouth. Ugh, boy.
Those skills are interesting there.
Well, that's how I eat my pizza.
I bet.
No one's as bad as Dave, though. He eats a salad with his fingers. If you go to Super Salad or Sweet Tomatoes with him, he'll start eating with his fingers in line. In fact, I think Sweet Tomatoes made a rule, no eating in line.
Is he eating off his own plate that he's gathering, or is he eating out of the bins on the buffet?
They should make a new rule, no Dave at Sweet Tomatoes.
Yeah, oh, no, he would. Oh, there'd be an earthquake if that happened.
He doesn't, like, scoop his
He does eat off his...
into the ranch dressing and just kind of like...
There you go. Yeah, he probably does.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, that was Let's Ride by Kid Rock from a movie that came out last year, Into the Storm.
Which
I really like that movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's the tornado one, right?
Yeah, it was everything. There was mainly tornadoes, but, I mean, it was just, like, everything going on.
Okay.
That was fun. That was a fun movie. I might have liked that one better than San Andreas, but they're both really excellent special effects movies.
Yeah.
Now, we want to give our listeners another chance to win tickets to see either Spy or Entourage. So in just a few moments, don't call yet. We're going to give you the phone number. And if you've already won, you cannot win again, and you have to choose between the two movies. You can bring your entourage to see Entourage on Monday night.
Yes.
Or on Tuesday, you can bring a friend or a date or whatever to see Spy.
Yeah.
So, and the phone number again is 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. And in just a moment, we're going to release the lines, and we're looking for the second caller.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, 3, 2, 1, start calling. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. Zero. Easy to remember because it's 1480, and that's the channel that you're listening to right now.
Absolutely.
602-252-1480.
Yeah, so hopefully you have that memorized. And
I don't. I have to still look it up, too.
I know. Well, yeah. You still look at it every time.
I want to make sure so people don't, you know, call the wrong number. You know, 602-252-1480.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, and we got people calling.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep trying. Keep on the line. And we've got more opportunities to win. Just continue to stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Absolutely.
And now I'm going to go through, in just a few moments, we're going to have some special sound bites from some of our friends from the movie, but we don't want to overwhelm Eric, because I know he's working on getting our winner.
Yeah, and enjoying his salad.
Exactly.
I'm a multitasker.
I know. You're a very talented guy, our associate producer, Eric Reinert, there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so... but actually, before we do that, maybe I should switch things up. And since Eric's working on that, let me do some of the reviews of the other movies that opened this
weekend.
Well, yeah, we'll get to Centipede. I think that we should save that one for last. Let's first talk about Barely Lethal. Hailee Steinfeld plays a teenage special ops agent who, yearning for a normal adolescent, fakes her own death, assumes the role of an exchange student, and quickly learns that surviving the treacherous waters of a typical American high school can be even more difficult than international espionage.
Hmm.
And so Hailee Steinfeld, we last saw her in Pitch Perfect 2.
Yes.
Of course, in this movie also is Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, you can't go wrong with him.
Yeah, and Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Okay. I've never been.
I haven't either. I think
she's a good actress. I like seeing her in movies, but I don't know.
Right. Well, the movie, it's an entertaining film that, while fun, fails to live up to its full potential. It's an action comedy. It dips its toes into satirical waters. It references quintessential high school movies like Clueless and Mean Girls.
Yeah.
It falls into the trap of taking itself too serious, though, eventually, and becomes just another one of those movies. It's best when it's comedically deconstructing the typical teenage experience.
Okay.
It does that a little bit, but it could have done that a little bit better. Still, it walks the genre blending line well. Haley Steinfeld convincingly portrays both a badass and a socially awkward young woman. This movie is a buoyantly amusing mashup. So again, not perfect, but it's still enough for a thumbs up, and I do recommend you checking it out.
Okay, definitely.
And congratulations to Janet. Thank you very much for listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, and I will be in touch. And also opening yesterday was Survivor, starring Mila Jovovich as a foreign service officer who, after being mysteriously framed for a terrorist bombing, must evade government capture and death by a ruthless assassin. Pierce Brosnan is that ruthless assassin, or he plays it. I don't think he's really that in real life. In order to stop the real perpetrator's master and much deadlier plan. So you've got two powerhouses.
Yeah.
Action powerhouses, 007, and of course Resident Evil woman, right?
Yeah, but now 007's a bad guy?
Yeah, that's interesting to see in this movie. And this is one of those movies, again, it's called Survivor. It's one of those movies that appears to have everything going for it, yet it remains unable to truly take off and reach its full potential. The cast is great. Mila Jovovich, Pierce Brosnan, even its director, James McTeague, he's the man responsible for V for Vendetta, which that's a good movie, isn't it? Come on. Oh, I know, Eric. You don't like it either?
I didn't see it.
Okay. I liked it. I expected to absolutely hate it, but I had a blast during...
It was the opposite for me. I expected to love it.
Really? Okay. Well, maybe it was... Maybe because of the expectations, which is why you can't always trust everything. You just got to roll with it. It features the consistently compelling cat and mouse setup, which I absolutely love. Seemingly respectable budget in this movie as well. It's not just a low-budget movie. You got some decent special effects and action sequences. Unfortunately, there's no logic here. There's no intelligence here. There's no inspiration. So I just didn't enjoy it. Everything just felt really conventional to me. Jovovich and Brosnan make the best of it and deliver an occasionally exciting sequence, but are ultimately unable to lift the quality above that of your average television police procedural. So again, thumbs down for Survivor.
Just awful that it's a thumbs down. Unbelievable. But I will say this. I don't know if he still has it, but the chest here.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
It's amazing. I wish mine would look like that.
You like that, huh?
Well, I have it here. I mean, for a wax or something, or a laser, but it's just something about his. Now, maybe, I don't know.
I don't have that. I mean, I have chest hair, but I know what you're talking about. It's like the perfectly groomed.
Right.
It grows perfectly.
Mine has like
you
these little.
You guys are making me nauseous. I'm eating here.
Mine has like these little Jew curls or whatever it is.
Jew curls.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but his hair, it's just perfectly proportioned. Chest hair. That's very important.
Yeah, I know. Some of my friends really enjoy that.
Who are you hanging around with?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who these people are anyway.
Do any of them have it, the ones you enjoy?
No.
I guarantee Kathleen's cringing right now.
She doesn't like the chest hair?
No.
Do you wax?
No, I'm lucky. I don't have much hair, except on my head and my face.
Oh, well, then you are lucky that you have it on your head. I'm losing it. The Human Centipede 3, final sequence.
Oh, boy.
Now, you said that you watched the first 10 minutes of the first one.
Something like that. I was too grossed out.
Eric, did you watch the Human Centipede?
No, I know what it's about, but I've never seen it.
It was disgusting.
Well, Dieter Laser and Lawrence R. Harvey play a prison warden and his right-hand man who, taking inspiration from the Human Centipede films, look to create a 500-person human centipede as a solution to their troubled prison's problems. Now, I'm not going to go too far into explaining what the Human Centipede is. You can do that yourself. Just make sure that you don't
Google it
at work. Yeah, but it's NSFW, right?
Yes.
Not safe for work. I don't think it no longer needs to be said that, at this point. But just in case if anyone accidentally stumbles upon this new movie, it's one of the most revolting things that you will ever bear witness to. Fortunately, this movie increases the comedy and decreases the amount of time spent graphically showcasing twisted surgical procedures from that last one. I mean, the second one. I liked the first one. I liked the first one a lot. It was disturbing. Oh. It was disgusting, but in a very entertaining way. The second one, that was just disgusting in the most perverted way possible.
Well, now I'm going to have to watch them all.
I know. You are, aren't you? It's the second one was overly obscene. The movie, however, remains empty of any value whatsoever and chock full of totally tasteless moments from which, if you have a soul, you will find it necessary to avert your eyes. I'm the kind of movie guy who really enjoys watching Hostel.
No.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, yeah, I love watching Hostel, and I don't look away. I don't know if you know.
Did you see the last one in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. I don't look away at that because it's just like, but watching Human Centipede, I couldn't look. I looked away. I was like, nobody needs to see this. So, thumbs down for the Human Centipede final sequence. They should have stopped at the first one. I liked the first one, but the second and the third,
they should have not ever done the first one.
The thing is, it's only a matter of time before someone actually tries this too.
Oh gosh,
You know what? Someone might have actually tried it already.
It's happened before.
Yeah, it probably has.
Yeah.
If you have tried the Human Centipede, give us a call 602. Please don't call us.
If you have, you should be in prison.
Yeah, well, don't listen to us anymore, please.
Yeah.
And we'll get to some more of our fun stuff coming up. But before we get to all that, you know, Adam Lambert, one of my favorite singers.
Yeah.
2012 movie we referenced. Don't go for it.
Oh,
2012. Yeah. One of the movies we referenced earlier.
Yeah.
Time for Miracles is the song. Let's hear a little bit of that going into our break, and we'll come back with some more Breakthrough Entertainment's Natural Disaster Show.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. See, I like this voice.
That is a good voice. Yeah. The polls are closed. We have some winners. And, of course, Adam Lambert leading us into break, as he said, from the great John Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
But the not-so-great film 2012.
It was okay. It wasn't great.